Names of God. One name the Bible gives to God is the Greek word despotes, which means absolute ruler. Despotes is related to the English word despot. As absolute ruler, God has ownership rights over all mankind. Yet our Master and Lord Jesus Christ became a man, suffered and died on the cross for his people. The absolute ruler is also our example of ultimate humility. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's talk about the local church. Hold on! Hold on!
Oh, the humanity!
Film at 11.
Breaking news! Breaking news! See, Jimmy, we can talk about something else besides the church. We can do the politic thing that's so popular these days. Hey, let me take you to a city council meeting. This is going to make you jump for joy. A young woman having 60 seconds with the city council in Ventura, decided to pray. And how did the mayor respond?
Hi, I'm Taryn Swain. I'm a mother of six, and the Ventura County Public School socially transitioned my daughter without my consent. I'm come here today to offer nothing but prayer, and I want to lift up my Father in heaven. Father God, I just come to you in Jesus' name. I pray, Father.
Listen to the people responding. She's getting heckled for praying.
You would tear down the strongholds in this place.
Oh, it just drives them nuts, doesn't it? It just drives them bonkers. All right, I'm not sure that this is testable and verifiable, but I'm going to go with it anyway. I remember so many years ago, I was doing a debate with Dan Barker of the Freedom From Religion Foundation at the University of Minnesota. And when it was done, my buddy David Wheaton said, "Did you hear that?" And I didn't. I would hear what? He said, "The people, the noises they were making when you were sharing the gospel, that they were just, and they were, some people were like heckling, but others were just making noises." What was that all about? The answer is, I don't know. But it seems like that's happening here simply because this woman is trying to pray to city. She's got 60 seconds of taxpayer time to address the city council. And she's making them annoyed, but we haven't heard from the mayor yet.
I pray, Father, that you would raise up the men in this room.
Stop.
Pray, Father, that you would...
Stop.
I pray
please
that you would raise
stop
up
the time, speaker.
Everybody on this...
Okay, it appears she's maybe trying to calm the crowd, but she's going after the prayer.
Everybody,
stop.
Yep,
stop. Stop. Thank you. We don't do prayer. Please finish your...
Wow.
We don't do prayer at a city council meeting. We won't abide by it. Now, I don't know what piece of legislation they have to support that. That was the mayor. That was Ventura. And I'm not talking about Jesse. I'm talking about a city where a woman was shouted down for praying. And it just continues to be boisterous, which segues us to our next political story. It was nice while it lasted. You say, what was nice while it lasted? And Not the Bee. Are you familiar with Not the Bee? It's not the Babylon Bee. They do satire. Not the Bee actually just puts out news stories, and they posted an opinion piece. I got to tell you something. If they don't get some slapback for this, I will be shocked and simultaneously very encouraged and pleased. It was in regard to Nancy Mace. Are you familiar with this woman who is the... Jimmy, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody who Nancy Mace is? I want to make sure you're staying up on all things political like the host does.
Yeah, she's from South Carolina.
You Googled it.
A congresswoman.
You were Googling. All right, fine. She's a congresswoman from South Carolina.
The first congressional district.
Ah, the first congressional district.
That's
and
right.
We all know where that's located.
That's right. Where? It's in the Lowcountry.
It's in the Lowcountry. That's where it is. Right. That's lovely. If you've never been to South Carolina, I'm telling you, it is a gorgeous part of the country. And the Lowcountry, it has a vibe to it. It is unmistakable. You really do go down into lower country. Oh, Mansilla and Beaufort. Oh, Your taxes better be high there because it is a, it's like a movie set. In fact, I think there were a bunch of movies that were made there. And Karl Brogy and his church just doing such great ministry there. And they have a congresswoman whose name is Nancy Mace, who is a professing Christian. On Easter, she posted thusly, "You are who God is shaping you to become. Believe in him, his resurrection, and his everlasting life. Keep the faith. Find God and fast. A risen Savior. Give your burdens to God." Okay? Cool. An elected official proclaiming her faith, but simultaneously posting an Easter message and a video that she herself recorded inside of a store when a constituent approached her to ask, "Hey, when are you going to do some more public meetings?" And the encounter, it went a little something like this.
"I do them every year.
Every year.
You want to keep going?
Do you
want to keep going?
Are
keep harassing me?
You
could have gone to a dozen town halls last year.
I asked if you're doing any more this year. It was one simple question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a
I've already done
year?
One. I'll do
Are
plenty
you
more.
Any more this year? Was a simple question.
You're always invited.
Okay, sweet. Well,
and by the way, I voted for gay marriage twice.
What does that have to do
so
with me?
So I'm just saying, it has to everything to do with you.
Do you think everything about me has to do with gay marriage?
I do.
That's
absolutely.
Your first stance when you speak with me?
Absolutely.
There's no other humane.
If you want to get in my face about town
me.
Halls, you should have shown
There's
up to
no
one last
main
year.
Thing you can talk about me just saying, "Oh, I support gay marriage."
Yeah,
that's
because you're getting
you
in my face
say.
About a town hall. You
oh,
could have gone last year.
Question from right
Would
over
you like
here
me?
Is if you have any plans to have more town halls this year?
I have town halls every
question.
Year. I have over a
okay.
dozen every year.
Great. That was my entire question. You didn't have to go
yeah.
into the spiel about
You could have. You could have come to any of them last year.
And
I had over a dozen.
2024.
Where were you the year before that? Or the year before that?
It was a simple question.
Oh, because you know what? Because you people on the left are crazy.
So I'm
you're absolutely crazy.
I'm absolutely
You are.
Crazy.
And get out of my face.
You're insane.
Goodbye.
You're insane. You're going to me. You're
yep.
going to be voted
Bye.
Out so fast this year.
I'm not. I won by so much.
That goes on. Salute to not the bee. Headline. Someone please tell Nancy Mace there's nothing Christ-like about her antics. That will get not the bee into hot water with some. Because it's a politician, because it's one that no doubt is in alignment with many values that are similar, cannot be criticized. And not the bee had the courage to say, this is not acceptable behavior, not because she's a congresswoman, but because she's a professed follower of Jesus Christ. And we need to be willing to call it out when we see it, because there are more important things than politics. There are more important issues than a vote and a piece of legislation. I'm not saying they're insignificant. I am saying they're not eternal. I don't know that this comparison or illustration works, but ask yourself the question, which life would have been better spent? The one that perhaps influences a candidate's election? That's a good thing. And they spend hundreds of hours, maybe thousands of dollars to promote the election of a good kid. That's a perfectly fine thing. Is that a well-spent life versus witnessing to people, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and one person is made alive in Christ and spends eternity not in a lake of fire, but with their Savior? Which life? Which cause is greater? I think that's the better question. Which cause is greater? I kind of made it seem like doing a good thing in the political realm is a bad thing. Don't mean to say that, but what I am saying is it's not as good a thing as having your eye on the prize of eternity. That is what should concern us. That's what should motivate us. And that's what should cause us to be able to say to a politician with whom you probably agree on a lot of stuff, that's not acceptable. So congrats. And good luck to not the bee. Here's what they wrote. It's one thing to have a tough day, lose your cool, and get caught on camera having a bad moment. It's quite another to relish the opportunity to verbally abuse a gay man on camera and eagerly post it online yourself, somehow believing it makes you look good. Yet the real issue with Mace's antics is far more serious than some worldly congresswoman acting in worldly ways. The truly lamentable thing about her conduct is that she wraps her public identity in the cross of Christ. No matter how you feel about politics, that should be what incenses us more than anything else. Quote, Mace posted her offensive store confrontation on Easter Sunday, the very same day she posted the aforementioned message to people to believe in Jesus Christ. If Mace is a born-again believer, as she professes, she knows that her witness of Christ's love, her faithful demonstration of the fruit of the Spirit, is eternally more significant than her impact on any temporal public policy. Jimmy, do you have a black suit?
Yes.
You might want. Apparently, the president didn't wear a black suit to the Pope thing. Yeah, got shellacked for wearing a blue. And then people, I love this. People were actually upset with the president of Ukraine because he didn't wear a suit. These were Christian commentators going, this guy doesn't, look at this bum not wearing a suit to the Pope's funeral. You should be that incensed about what a pastor wears on Sunday morning, because I'm sorry, when we get together to celebrate Jesus Christ on Sunday morning, that's more of a special event than the Pope's funeral, but I digress. You might want to get that black suit on, Jimmy, because we're going to be burying, not the bee, because people will just not endure being critical of somebody who is in the right political camp. Now, I'm not suggesting that we stick our head in the cultural sands, but I am saying we're Christians first. And the testimony of Jesus Christ is more precious than any politician's particular political persuasion. The funeral is expected to be held next week. This is Wretched Radio.
Marriage and parenting, beautiful gifts from God, but let's be honest, they're not easy. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're wondering if you're doing it right, listen, you're not alone. And more importantly, there's hope. Pastor Brad Bigney understands these challenges. With 36 years of biblical counseling experience and over 3 decades of shepherding his church, he brings you God's timeless wisdom each and every week on Thrive.
To be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God.
And this isn't just another how-to show. Pastor Brad Bigney and Thrive reveals the truth about your marriage. It's a living picture of Christ's relationship with his church. And your parenting, it's a divine calling to disciple the next generation. As Pastor Brad says, your home wasn't designed to just survive. God created it to thrive. Find Thrive with Brad Bigney right now at FortisPlus.org or all major podcast platforms.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's honestly judging how we judge. Listen, if you're tired of watching your loved ones fall for every wind of doctrine that blows through TikTok, this resource could be an answered prayer. 13 powerful lectures that will revolutionize how you view biblical discernment. Plus, because we love you, there's a free study guide included. It's time to stop tiptoeing and start standing firm. Your family and friends need you anchored in God's Word now more than ever at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
Attributes of God. God is merciful. While he does not permit evil to go unpunished, he withholds his justice for a time. Though God is storing up wrath for the day of judgment, Every day we continue to live is evidence of God's mercy and another chance to repent and trust in Christ for salvation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And that wasn't even the worst part. This is Wretched Radio. The encounter that Nancy Mace, who's from the 1st Congressional District, that's the Low Country in South Carolina, posting a video on Easter Sunday of her encounter with a man who asked her, I think, a pretty non-offensive question, when are you going to hold another public forum? And she said this. Sorry in advance.
You know what? Because you people on the left are crazy. So I'm absolutely crazy.
I'm absolutely crazy.
You are. And get out of my face.
You're insane.
Goodbye.
You're insane. You're gonna be voted out so fast this year.
I'm not. I won by so much.
You're a disgrace to this state. That's what you are. You're a disgrace. I asked you a simple question, and you just to go on this tirade and tell me.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Try it again. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
You say
yep, I sure did.
The first thing you're saying is asking you a question.
Get the in my face.
You.
Now.
You.
You couldn't take me on, baby. Okay. Say the for me.
Wow. 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 That's deplorable behavior. And if we Christians can't call that out, that too is deplorable behavior. Jimmy, you said your mom texted some deplorable behavior. Is that correct?
Well, she just asked a question. Yeah, she Saturday, I get a text from her and she asked, why is this church back in our hometown, my hometown where I'm from?
Baptist Church.
Yeah, why does this church have their flag at half mast? What happened?
Yeah, did a Tennessee government official die?
No, it was the Pope.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the distinction, I'm telling you, the welcoming of the blending of Catholicism and Protestantism, it has been active for years now. The Evangelical and Catholics Together movement has been quite vibrant. And because we live in a society and in a time when you simply can't say, I'm sorry, we can't have unity where we do not have a basis of truth. Truth must be present for there to be unity. Otherwise, what do you have? You got pretend. You've got, we're going to agree to disagree. That's not the way it works in Christianity. Okay, fine. Secondary, tertiary levels, we can get along. But when it comes to primary doctrines like justification, what it means to be born again, that it is not through works, it is grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone. I'm sorry, there can't be unity. And for a Baptist church to lower its flag to half mass,
yep. Yeah,
I'm going with that deplorable. Hold on! Got more of the political stuff, Jimmy.
Ah.
That's us. We're Politics Central here at Shit Radio. Arkansas, the latest state to require the Ten Commandments and In God We Trust displays in public school classrooms. This is a contentious issue. Overwhelmingly voted in 27-4, House of Representatives 71-20. That's Arkansas, where they're insisting the Ten Commandments be put on the schoolhouse wall. Last time we checked, Jimmy, you didn't like that idea of the Ten Commandments being posted in a public place. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, I could do without it.
Keep that black suit on. You're going to be buried in it.
That's okay.
Texas House approves Abbott's school voucher plan. Now, this is kind of exciting, isn't it? It would give students roughly $10,000 a year in taxpayer money to spend on private education. Yay, men to that. Do you know how much you pay in school taxes? You probably don't because it's buried in the details. But when you get, say, if you own a home, when you get your tax statement for your property tax, which means basically you don't own your home, the government does, because if you don't pay your taxes, they'll take it away from you. But I digress. Look at the percentages of where your property tax dollars go. And about half, it depends. It could be more, it could be slightly less, goes to the public school. Wow. That thing is a monster. And by the way, businesses, they're not exempt from this. There are some counties, at least in Georgia, I think you get to the age of either like 62 or 65, and they release you from the privilege of paying those exorbitant taxes inside of your property taxes, because presumably you don't have kids using the school. And if so they release you from that particular burden. But even businesses pay for school taxes. They are so high. So for Texas to say, hey, you can take some of the money that you'd be spending anywhere in taxpayer money to spend it on private education, to that I say, it's about time. RFK. Hey, wait a second. He's in the administration? Yes, he is. From the Daily Wire, RFK is going to reignite a debate on autism. Why are we seeing an increase in autism? Why are we seeing more and more kids diagnosed? Now, I think we all recognize that the spectrum, this vast spectrum that is now called autism is just ridiculously wide. You can have just one little sign of something related to genuine autism, and you are given that label as part of the therapeutic model of secular psychology. Autism is wildly overdiagnosed, but having said that, there seems to be little debate that genuine autism, kids that really have some challenges, it's on the uptick, and RFK is saying, we got to figure out why, because there's got to be something happening in the world. So I suspect that this will reignite the vaccine debate. I think that this is also going to bring some attention on what it is that we are consuming. What are the chemicals that we are breathing in? Robert F. Kennedy said that the autism epidemic is caused by environmental toxins. So he's commissioning some studies on toxins, citing mold, pesticides, other food chemicals, and medicines as potential toxins contributing to the epidemic. Also suggested ultrasound scans could be a factor, given the timing of such technological advances. In other words, with all of these medical advancements, and we're grateful for many of them, we're seeing an increase in a particular malady. Is there a correlation? Is there a connection? And RFK is going to take a look at it. And I say, I'm glad he is. Quote, we know it's environmental exposure. It has to be. Genes do not cause epidemics. It can provide a vulnerability, but you need an environmental toxin. Let's see where that goes. The autism rate. This is what RFK said. It went from 1 in 31 when he was a kid to 1. Oh, I'm sorry. It went to 1 in 31 from 1 in 10,000 when he was a kid. Whoa. Now, the Autism Society of America said, no, that's harmful, misleading, and unrealistic. And I think they left out, and it's a threat to democracy, no doubt. Autism, they said, is a complex developmental disability shaped by genetic, biological, and environmental factors. I think that's what he said. It is neither a chronic illness nor a contagion that qualifies harmful language like epidemic. Well, that's weird. It seems like we were quick to use it not that long ago. And to do so is both inaccurate and stigmatizing. Well, I can't speak to whether or not it's stigmatizing, but I know this, that there are a lot of kids that are being diagnosed with this. And if we're doing something in the environment, I don't need to be a greenie to say, let's take a look at what we might be putting into the air or putting into our bodies and let's clean it up because people get hurt from it. And this is a way of loving our neighbor. To the Supreme Court we go, which is where a lot of things are. Can somebody explain to me? I do not understand this. The president makes an action that is perfectly constitutional and a court in Cleveland can say, no, we don't think that that's constitutional, and it gets stopped. How do you... That would be like me saying, hey, answers in Genesis. I don't think that you should have that type of turnstile to go onto the ark. They have to take it down because I said so? I don't have any authority there. I don't have any clout. What does a local, how did they get, can somebody, seriously, I'd love to hear because I never heard an explanation. I do not understand how this works. And so often it's that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Why did they get to determine what a president did? I just don't get it. To the Supreme Court we go. Oh boy. Supreme Court case is looking at the use of LGBTQ books. This is a biggie. Here's the article from AP News. A prince lassoes a dragon, saving a knight in shining armor from certain death. But the prince slips and he falls. The knight and his steed race to return the favor. Then the two men fall in love. It's the story of the prince and the knight. It's one of five children's books featuring LGBTQ characters aimed at kindergarten through fifth grade. Zoinks, Scoob. We need to take this to the Supreme Court. Tell me, are you looking for just some sort of tangible proof that the world has gone bonkers and that we've really, as a society, lost our moral bearings? I mean, really, this is just absolutely bonkers. Let's hope some common sense prevails. Wouldn't that be refreshing? We hope you've enjoyed this political edition of Wretched Radio. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.